This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Where are you from? It's a common question heard around Central Texas because so many people move here from other places. That's a geography question, but what about where we're really from, our roots? Kimberly Keaton is the African-American community archivist at the Austin History Center. She's also the organizer of Growing Your Roots, the inaugural African-American Genealogy Conference. It runs January 30th through February 2nd in Austin. Keaton says she got the idea for the conference, which will include panels, workshops, and research hubs, after a community member expressed an interest in genealogy work. Keaton says exploring genealogy has boomed in recent years.
With genealogy, I think as it pertains to DNA, a lot of people have asked me, had I taken that route? And I haven't, because I'm more interested in doing the footwork. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't get a DNA test. I mean, please do, because you will find out information about yourself and your family. However, you still have to do the footwork at some point to figure out from Z back to A. Where did we originally come from? And then I just think people are really, really interested in knowing who they are today.
I wonder why we're more interested these days in knowing who we are.
I would say we have so many conflicting histories about how America began. And I think people want to see how they fit in the grand scheme of this story about the United States.
The kinds of things that I'm assuming you're talking about and what people explore when they explore their own genealogy might be documents or photos, for example. But we live so differently these days. Everything is digital. Documents are photos. What will people in the future, I guess they'll study digital everything. They won't hunt down photos or documents or anything.
There are a lot of things that we have to continue to save and archive. So there's always going to be an archive of images. There's always going to be, you know, an archive of documents. Now, is that going to be your family history, though? How do you want to document your history? Do you want to archive it digitally? Or would you like to have both components, where you donate some of your history to the Austin History Center and we archive that information for you? Or would you prefer to create your own platform and digitize your history that way? Where we will go in the future, I have no idea. I've always been a proponent of twofold, the physical and digital.
So how do you suggest that people even just get started with that? I mean, if you've never done anything, but you want to chronicle your family history, where do you start?
I would say, you know, start searching for funeral programs. A lot of people don't know that funeral programs have so much information. Like, sometimes they list all of your family history as far as all of the people that came to that funeral and then that person that was deceased, everybody on their side. Then looking at different photos that, you know, your grandmother gave you or your mom or your father, and you have them sitting in a box under your bed. Take those photos out and have a photo naming ceremony or photo party with your family, and y'all come together. And if they have information about those photos, let them write that information down on the back, or have a notebook and you can archive information that way. And say you don't know the names of those people, they can give you those names too.
Is there an additional challenge for archiving African-American families just because of a lack of proper attention, writing, chronicling, imaging African-Americans in the history of the United States?
I think that's an amazing and excellent question going into this conference, because as a genealogy curator, one thing that I share with people is that when you look at the census records, African-American people in the 1800s were not taking census records. It was Caucasian males typically going to different farms, knocking on these doors. And asking, you know, how many people are in your family and how, you know, what are their names? And the names are misspelled. So let's say Stevens was your great great grandfather's last name. They could have spelled it Stevins. And today y'all go by Stevens. So how do you get back to that I? As well as places of where African-American people were originally born. Some of them just actually answered questions just so that person could leave, you know, because they didn't want to be a part of the census.
You have done research and found some of your own family history. What does it feel like to have that information about people who came before you?
My mother passed in 2015, and my mother's baby sister passed 2 months after her. My aunt was the family historian. So in 2011, she started giving me all this information. I think she knew she was passing. And I just started connecting dots. And I'm looking at my great-great-great-grandfather's sister's death certificate. And on the death certificate, Stella Wells was the informant. I just got to Austin in 2018. And something just told me to just start looking at city directories, you know, find out that Willie Wells was her father. Willie Wells has a statue at State Capitol. So I keep looking at the birth certificate and I'm looking at who her grandmother is. Her grandmother and my great, great, great grandfather were brother and sister, which makes her my probably third cousin removed. I decided to call this phone number that I found online. She answered the phone. 98 years old, still living, told me to come by her house. Lives in East Austin. I go by there one day. She had these beautiful, just blue eyes, all this gray hair, small, frail. But I got to say hello. I got confirmation in the work that I've been doing for so long. Like, I was just in tears. Like, this is just like history. And she passed July 4th, 2019. So that is to show you not to stop, to keep going. And you never know who you're related to.
Kimberly Keaton is the African-American community archivist at the Austin History Center with the Austin Public Library. Kimberly, thank you so much for your time and your stories today.
Thank you so much.